We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Gleyber Torres.
Do you know the home run, huh? Another Gleyber day? Yeah. Like a good Gleyber, Torres is there?
Every day is Gleyber day.
It's unbelievable.
And right now, if Gardner's going to heat up, and he had two hits last night, a couple of doubles, with Judge in the two-hole, and Didi, who will get hot again, he had a home run last night, and Stanton, I don't know if I even mess with Torres in the nine-hole. I don't know if I would. I mean, eventually.
No, he's hitting there. Why mess around?
Yeah, why mess around? Eventually.
Right now.
He's going to be a top-of-the-order kind of guy. He's going to hit first, second, or third. I think we can all see that. But for right now, with this lineup, if Gardner's going to produce, that's the key. If he's going to start to get hot, and kind of like Conforto, he's been start and stop at times.
Right,
and yesterday
right,
was certainly
right.
A start kind of night because he had a few extra base hits. If he's going to do that, then you leave him up there, and Gleyber in the nine hole is fine. But that's the positive from yesterday. The team continues to hit home runs. They continue to score runs, even though they didn't score runs from the sixth inning on. But the bottom line is, you score 10 runs. I don't care if they're all in the first five innings. You score 10 runs in a baseball game, you better win. You have a 4-0 lead, you better win. You have a 10-5 lead, you better win. And the Yankees last night in Texas managed to blow all of that.
Yeah. No, they did. No question about that. You're right.
And the
bad night for CeCe, bad night for David Robinson, bad night for the bullpen in general.
Oh, absolutely.
Bad.
Here's the way I look at these two. Sabathia and Robertson are going to be a part of Yankee success. They were certainly a huge part of the Yankee success they had 1 year ago. I think with anybody who's in their 30s and anybody like these two who have thrown a ton of innings in their career, you always worry. You worry about when you're going to start to slow down. I thought personally David Robertson was slowing down last year. Then he gets traded to the Yankees, and he kicked it in the high gear and was just insanely dominant. But if you had watched him with the White Sox for a few years, he didn't look like the same Houdini David Robertson that he was with the Yankees. But he was awesome after they traded for him and during the postseason. This year he's been very mediocre. I'm not ready to say he's done by any stretch. I would give him a lot more time. But as David Robertson said after the game, he just was bad. And when he walks back-to-back guys, and even when he gets the big strikeout, I think of Mazzara, and it looks like, oh, my God, he's going to be Houdini again. He's going to fight through it. He makes the one terrible pitch that just changes the entire complexion of the game. But most of the time through David Robertson's career, he'll go 3-2 on you.
Yeah.
He'll make
you
nervous, but he'll find a way to get out of it. And last night he issues the back-to-back walks. He gets the big strikeout, and then he gives up the monster hit. So I think you always worry about guys in their 30s because you never know when you're going to start to slow down. But with both Sabathia and Robertson, as bad as they were last night, I'm not there yet for either guy.
No. Hey, look, you're going to have bad nights. I mean, but you're 100% right. But the Yankees, I mean, look, like you said, 31-15. They won 22 of their last 28 games. You're going to lose a series every now and then. It's going to happen. They hadn't lost one in how long? You know, it's going to happen every now and then. So what are you going to do?
And the thing
but,
about
they got their offense is just off the charts.
No, the offense is incredible.
My God.
CeCe got off to a start
off the charts.
In which his ERA was in the mid ones.
Yep.
And I think
yep.
all of us realized
yep.
he was probably not going to keep that up.
Yep.
And the odds are his numbers would be somewhere to where they look right now. His ERA is about 3.5, which I think all of us would take coming into the season. You'd say, oh, 3.5 from CeCe, fine. So I think what happened last night, and even in his start before that, is it's starting to come back to normal. I don't think there was any way Sabathia was going to have a full season where he was pitching to a sub-2 ERA.
Right.
That was never going to happen. But for both of those veteran players, they're going to be a part of the solution. They were a part of what happened last year. They were part of the success this Yankee team had in getting to the seventh game of an ALCS. We'll see when we get towards July. And that's why whenever any Yankee fan talks about what pitcher to go after, do they need to acquire a pitcher? The answer is always TBD. It's always to be determined because we don't know what everybody's going to look like. You know, 2 weeks ago, Herman is pitching 6 no-hit innings in his first start. 2 weeks ago, CeCe had a 1.5 ERA. Now, a few weeks later, CeCe's had a terrible start, a mediocre start before that, and Herman's had 2 bad starts in a row. Now, what does it all mean? Now, Sonny Gray looks brilliant. The guy goes out and throws 8 great innings against Kansas City. So it's just one of those things. It's really, really fluid. We're going to have to see what this rotation looks like when we get to July to determine what this team's going to do.
Yeah, well, they're going to make a deal for a pitcher. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. That's going to happen at some point.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.